Christian friends, you are tuned to the Archie Hardy broadcast as we come your way again today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to invite you to stay tuned to the broadcast today. In just a moment, we'll be joining Brother Hardy as he brings forth this beautiful message entitled Grace Sufficient. You know, personally, this is one of my favorite messages that Brother Hardy ministers because it speaks directly to the heart of every child of God. I don't care who you are, at one time or another, you will find yourself, as Paul found himself, pressed in spirit and even pressed out of measure. And Paul testifies how that he sought the Lord, that he would remove from him the thing that buffeted him and came against him. But the answer to Paul was, my son, my grace is sufficient for thee. So listen closely. I know this message will bless your heart.
Therefore, I gladly say, bring on the trial, bring on the test. It is making me more beautiful and it's making me more expensive and it's making me more strong. What is the thing and the vehicle that God's going to use to keep the anointing on you? It's letting the stake buffet you so that you won't be lifted up and he can keep his anointing on you. Listen, most gladly, therefore I rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest on me. And then he say, amen. Paul realized that the thing that brought the power of Christ on him, that he could preach the gospel and convert the Gentile world, that he could do signs and wonders and miracles. The thing that brought that anointing was Satan being stirred up against him. And he said, God, in effect, if you don't stir the devil up, I'll stir him up against me. I don't care about the trial or the test. Let the power rest on me. Hallelujah. And Peter said the same thing. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Man, I'm feeling this morning. And it feels good. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. Now here he's saying, you're in a fiery trial. You're in a real hot trial. You should hang your head and moan and groan and say, woe is me. But what did Peter say? Say it again. 13th verse. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. In other words, when he comes, you're going to be further out than having joy. You're going to get past joy. You're going to have joy, joy. Listen to the 14th verse. If you be reproached for Christ down in the mother grubs and feeling sorry for yourself, you should be sad and mournful. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. Why? Because of the reproaches? No. Because of why the reproaches come. Because the Spirit of glory and of God rest on you. You see, Paul and Peter found out in order for the glorious Spirit of God to rest on your life, to anoint and energize you to live victorious, and in order for the power of Christ to rest on your life to enable you to war and overcoming warfare and live victorious, it's going to take God allowing trials and tests by some form or other of the messenger of Satan to come to get stirred up against you. Don't think it's strange that when you get in a revival and God begins to pour His Spirit out and bless you and get a hold of your heart and tell you to go out and witness and tell people about Jesus. Don't think it's strange that when you pour your heart out that the devil will raise up somebody behind it and stir all kind of trouble. I remember when God first sent us out into the street meeting, and I remember cutting my spiritual preaching teeth of preaching out in the streets of Baltimore, and especially in the marketplaces like Paul used to go where the crowd was, that every time that God would anoint and give us a good service, and even sinners would even kneel down and get prayed and pray for and pray through right there on the street of the market, it wouldn't be long that the market people that had the stalls that sold the fruit and such would unplug my juice and had them throw tomatoes at me. But I knew why it was. I know why the devil was trying to smack me around. It's because the glorious Spirit of God was upon me. It was because the anointing of God was upon me, and the devil was stirred up, but God allowed him, lest I get lifted up too high. You know, a lot of times we think that we're so high under the anointing that we don't need Jesus anymore. Like a group of preachers that are going across the country now have got so lifted up in their self that they have deified their self, and they have fell into the same sin of Satan. Evidently God at one time used them, and the anointing and the glorious Spirit of God was on their life, and great results was coming out of their ministry, and they got lifted up. They didn't accept the thorn in the flesh. They didn't accept the buffeting of Satan. They got lifted up, and now they come out with the great revelation that they don't need Jesus anymore. They've deified the word in their mouth. They don't pray anymore because that shows weakness. How many say amen? But I'm like Paul. When I am weak, then I am strong, because then I go to Jesus. I don't have to go for the anointing and the word. He's given me the message and the word, but I got to go for Him to lick me with grace that I can stand up of the persecutions. And the devil will use your own loved ones to punch you in the face. In fact, nothing he likes to do better than to get the one closest to you to buffet you. He knows that's going to hurt the deepest and the severest. How many say amen? Your loved ones. How many say amen? But oh, you realize that it's just the devil trying to stir himself up against the anointing and the power of God that's on your life. And you roll with the punches. Don't get grieved. That's self. If you get grieved and get down and begin to sob and go to God and say, woe is me, and they're mistreating me, then you got self in there, and that's why God's allowed it. How many say amen? Let God cut that out, lick you with grace, and go out there and say, God, whatever it takes, put the anointing and put the glorious Spirit and the power of God on me, and come on, let's get into battle, because I realize I'm a soldier, and let's fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life and give this generation a witness. I remember years ago when I come in, the gifts of the Spirit were not known very much. And there happened to be this woman that had the gift of interpretation of tongues. Also, God used her to interpret dreams and visions. And she would tell the dreams and visions, and the devil, the thorn in the flesh, was sent, and they got stirred up against her, and they would call her a witch. And because she had a little bit of self in her, wanting everybody to accept her, that hurt her that they called her a witch. And she said to me, Brother Hardy, I prayed and I asked God to take the interpretations of dreams and vision away. And I thought to myself, you fool, the devil whipped you on that one. I don't care what the devil calls me. Let God give me the dream or vision. I know I'm not a witch. He knows I'm not a witch. How many say amen? Which of the prophets have they not stoned and killed? Every true prophet they called false, and every false prophet they called true. I guess in 40 years I've been called everything but saved, and that's what I really am. And she said to me, Brother Hardy, now they're talking about my interpretations, and I am going to ask God to take away my interpretation. I said, you fool, you. You need to get rid of that self. The devil's whipping you. You know it's God. Let God use you and bring the interpretation so God's church can be edified. Amen. Say amen. Honey, if you got anything in you that's imperfection and a dross and a fissure, before you ever going to make it to heaven, God is going to put the buffing pad on you. God's going to put the wheel on you and cut that away. Amen. Say amen. The thing for you and I to do is pray, oh God, when you get done cutting, let there be a little bit left. That your glory and your majesty and your beauty and your power might radiate and shine out of me. And Paul said, then don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And he said, I take glory in reproaches. I take glory in necessities. I take glory in persecutions. I take glory, and they do these things to me, because when I should be weak, I am powerful, because the glory and the power of Christ spreads itself like a tent upon me. And for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Raise your hand and praise him.
Amen. What an encouraging and inspiring message by my father, Brother Hardy. Grace sufficient. Aren't you glad to know that there is no temptation that has overtaken you except that which is common to man? And that God is faithful, that he will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you're able, but with every temptation he'll make the way of escape that you might be able to endure it. This is why we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace and ask for help in our time of need, because we have a merciful high priest who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So regardless of how severe the test may be, we know that God's promise is, my grace is sufficient for thee. Regardless of what you're facing today, the Bible says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials of your faith, as though some strange thing has come upon you. But know this, that the trying of your faith is more precious than that of gold, though it be tried as by fire. So we would like to bless you and encourage you today with this beautiful message, Grace Sufficient. And we think that you would be blessed to have a copy of it for your very own, or perhaps to share it with a Christian friend that you know is going through a trial of faith. It is available on both CD and cassette. And when you order the message, Grace Sufficient, we will send you the bonus message by Brother Hardy, The Bible Doctrine of Peace, because God intends for each of us to live by the principle and the promise of shalom. And this doesn't just refer to absence of conflict or troubles, but it refers to wholeness for body, soul, and spirit. You know, the New Testament writers saluted the brethren by saying, grace and peace be multiplied to you. And that's what we want to do by offering you these two messages. You will receive Grace Sufficient and the Bible Doctrine of Peace. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and ask for the Grace and Peace series when you write. Order from Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.